Now we're going to take a statewide look with the Office of Emergency Services, Cal OES. Deanna Cross-Palayo is the Public Information Officer. Good afternoon.
Hi there, Vicki. Thanks for having me.
What are some of the hotspots that you're monitoring at this hour around the state?
So I think right now, as a Sacramento resident, definitely felt that wind last night and the intense rain. All of that has shifted more southerly, and we're really focused specifically on in the LA area right now for the most severe impacts. My family's in San Diego currently. They haven't felt the rain yet, but we're not out of the woods yet. So we're continuing to kind of take a holistic look at how we can continue responding to the storm.
Yeah, I knew some people who are along the Central Coast and they had stay-at-home orders yesterday. What can you tell us about these areas? I know there were mandatory evacuations also for part of Santa Barbara and Ventura counties.
I think the blessing with this kind of a natural disaster is that we can anticipate that this is going to happen. And so I think that the state had some pretty awesome early and proactive efforts to get boots on the ground out there quick, and then also work with our local governments to ensure that they did those evacuation orders and warnings out of an abundance of caution to save lives and protect communities. And so definitely the Central Coast, I think, was hit extremely hard, Los Angeles area as well. But as the storm continues to move down, we're going to continue to see kind of some impacts, especially in the San Diego area that had already had some pretty devastating impacts from a storm a few weeks ago as well.
Given the strong winds, I know along the coast, I think some clocked in, you know, upwards of 90 miles per hour, maybe even over 100 miles per hour, as far as wind gusts, you know, upwards of 60 miles per hour in the valley in areas like Sacramento. We know that these systems can be dangerous and deadly. Do you know if any people have passed away in the last 24 hours?
We are still working with our local sheriff's and coroner's offices to determine if there have been any fatalities. What we have seen so far is many, many rescues in the Central Coast and the Los Angeles area, kind of the swift water rescues of folks thinking that they could possibly drive or walk through flooded areas. And, you know, we'll know more in the days to come if there were any lives lost.
Millions of Californians went without power, and power is getting restored, but there are still residents without power. Since you have that statewide look with Cal OES, where do power outages stand right now?
We're about at 500,000 communities without power, in combination with all of the utility companies that we've been coordinating with. I think it's a good reminder, though, that our first responders, including our local utilities, are also responding to this storm, and it's dangerous for them as much as it is for emergency managers or other first responders as well. So I think we're doing our best to kind of coordinate with them to ensure that we can get the power back on. But I think there was some significant improvement compared to overnight, where we had nearly 900,000. So hoping that number continues to go down quickly.
In the higher elevations, you know, I'm thinking of Tahoe, but also it could be the southern and northern Sierra as well. How did the higher elevations fare?
There we saw some very increased winds in that area. And then some higher elevation snow that is over the coming days is going to come down into lower elevations. And so our biggest concern there was for visitors that were visiting over the weekend that, you know, might have been trapped coming back in kind of those roadways. I think in totality, we've seen about 50 road closures statewide. Caltrans could give you a better number there, but it is something important for us to kind of focus on that if people who are visiting the mountains, they need to be cautious. Those who live there, they know this and they experience this every year during this season. But for visitors, they need to be prepared.
Governor Newsom declared a state of emergency for several Southern California counties. Can you remind us where and what does that mean in terms of response?
Yeah, the state of emergency basically allows for us to do kind of some expanded efforts, including deploying the National Guard, and then also ensuring that local governments can request additional resources from the state. And so the state of emergency was localized in the southern region, but as the storm lifts, we will continue to do assessments statewide and see what other counties and local governments will need our help and see if there's any additional state resources that we can provide.
And we don't have to go that far into the past. You know, last winter, it felt like back-to-back atmospheric rivers. There were more than 24 fatalities. It spanned, I believe, 30 counties, which is the majority of counties in California in terms of emergency orders. How did those events 12 months ago help the state and local areas prepare for this atmospheric river?
California is so used to earthquakes and wildfires that I think that some of this flooding was new for a lot of our communities. But I think the one thing that we held on to is that we wanted to be early and proactive and ensure that we had coordination with local governments and California communities to stay informed. You guys announced the phone banking effort that we have here specifically to reach out to vulnerable populations and get them signed up for alerts and receive life-saving information is just part of the work that we do to ensure that Californians can stay safe. And so those over a dozen atmospheric rivers definitely gave us some muscle memory from last year. And we're hoping that's nothing too bad compared to this year. But it's continuing to do everything that we can to help Californians.
Deanna, thank you so much for the time.
Thank you, Vicky.
Deanna Crofts Pelayo is a public information officer with Cal OES, that is the Office of Emergency Services. Up next, we're going to get an update from SMUD and PG&E about power outages across Northern California. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, CAP Radio. I'm Vicky Gonzalez.